Good morning and welcome to a Christmas celebration in music of Christ the King. Now, we've had to make some changes. Chris and Raina were going to sing with us today, and they rehearsed with us, but they are sick with the flu. So, thanks to Dean and Tori, they're stepping in to replace Raina and Chris. Let's think of this celebration as a short story. With a short story, you need a title, you need an intro, you need content, and you need a conclusion. So for the title, think about a couple of weeks ago. Our special music was "The King is Coming." So since we're celebrating tomorrow, the birth of that king, let's make the title "The King is Coming." Now we need an intro. We are all familiar with the story of Mary and Joseph as they traveled to Bethlehem for the purpose of taxation. Now, we know also that when they arrived, that was a very special night. That was a night when something unique happened. Did they have any idea? Because Mary had already been told that she would bear a son, he would be the Savior of the world, and his name would be called Jesus. Did she have any idea it'd be that night? We don't know. But it was a very special holy night. Oh, holy night.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Christmas Eve and celebration of Christmas Sunday. Glad that you're all here. God has given us another day to live in this world, which is a gift from God. So let us be thankful for that. As Wayne has said, several of us have been sick, and I know Pastor Nelson is wearing a mask, so he's staying away from everybody. Let's pray for those who are sick of the flu. I wanted to welcome everyone who is here today in Jesus' name. And also we have two guests that joined us to see our service today from the Latter-day Church, Elder Gustafson from Arizona and Elder German from Utah. Welcome. And also we have Dean and Tori joined us after a while, and we welcome them too. And welcome all of you. Amen. For this beautiful service that the choir and Wayne has put together. Let us celebrate the birth of Christmas. The announcements are listed in the second page. I'm not going to go through all the announcements because those are regular announcements. Our cooking class will be on January 13th at 10 a.m. I think Norman is sick today, right? Yeah, I think he has been a cold. And the third Thursday luncheon will be next January 18th. Our disaffiliation update, I'll give you some quick update. I've been talking to a couple of attorneys. One of them is really interested in working with us, so that is a good news. So I will work with them and get the deed drafted, and we'll have the deed signed on January 11th. Robert and I will go there and to get that signed. Many of the items are listed. I still want the register for wedding and baptisms. I could not find. If anybody knows, if there is a register, please let me know. I will go and find it. Those are the disaffiliation updates. Our Christmas service lunch, there is lunch after service today. A lot of food I see already coming in. So please join us for service right after, for lunch right after service. There will be gifts already for the children, so we'll be having our distribution of the gifts to the children there. Thanks, Evangeline, for donating the poinsettias for the sanctuary. If you want to take one home, it's $5 that will go to the church. Please put it in the offering plate. Take one home if you would like to. Our Christmas Eve service is today, also Christmas Eve, so we will meet again at 5 o'clock. Please be here, those of you who can, and we'll have some hymns and a short service. So please be here at 5, and we'll have a candlelight service during that time. Thank you, Robert, for having the sanctuary and the rest of the area cleaned up, and it looks pretty nice now. And also we had the plumbing and the flooring fixed today, and Oscar came and fixed the men's toilet, and please keep all of them clean as much as you can. There are some mugs at the back there. You can take one home, whoever wants to take one home. We have some more at the back in the fellowship hall if you want more. I put some of them here. You can take one home as a Christmas gift today. Thank you for your continued and faithful participation of the ministries of the church by your prayers, your presence, gifts and service and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. And continue to do that work that God has given us faithfully in this community. And we thank you especially for the Hispanic ministry in joining us doing that. We accept our donations through our online website, piedmontumc.com. Please use that opportunity also to give your donations. I wanted to acknowledge something that we wanted to do for Wayne and Carol. They have been hardworking all this year with us, doing their work, even in their sickness. Carol was always here, trying to be here with Wayne. And Wayne, we appreciate what you do for the church, and we thank you for everything that you and Carol do. Gene Barrington just texted me that he will deliver the fried chicken that he wanted to bring in somehow before the lunch, but he's sick and he didn't want to give to anybody, so he won't be here for the lunch, but his chicken will be here. So please join us. That's all I have for the announcements. If anybody has anything else you want to ask? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. Over to Wayne. We will do the love candle now. Sorry. I wanted Linda to come up. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you gave us together to worship here and also online. You showed your love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him have eternal life with you. We trust in your unfailing love and your word that your love will follow us all the days of our life. Teach us to love you with all our hearts and with all our soul and with all our mind and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Teach us even to love our enemies, O God, and do good to those who hate us. Help us to do everything in love as we live like Jesus, who loved us and gave his life for us. Amen.
As we continue with this short story, we've had the title and we've had a small introduction about the traveling to Bethlehem for the purpose of taxation and what might occur that night. And then, of course, we sang the O Holy Night. Now, you know, traveling along the way, they got there late. When they arrived, all the rooms were taken. Perhaps because Mary was pregnant, they traveled slower than others. Maybe they left later. For whatever reason, they had no place to sleep when they arrived. So where would they sleep? In a barn. We call it a stable. And of course, you know that does not smell well. But this barn, old wood, when you look through the wood, you can see out to the outside. It's going to be chilly tonight. There's no insulation. Now, also, if you look up, if you look through the rafters and see the stars, they're twinkling, they're shining. It is a beautiful night. There are no clouds in the sky. Oh, look at that big star. That is a huge, it is shining like diamonds. It is brilliant. I wonder if that's the star of Bethlehem. It is. That's the star of Bethlehem. And you know what it signifies? It signifies the birth of Christ. We said the king is coming. He has arrived. Now that he has arrived, you would think that a king would be surrounded in the palatial setting. You would think that he would have attendants, might even be wrapped in purple cloth. But no. This was a very simple, no-frill situation, located in a very mundane place. And you know, once the baby is born, perhaps Mary and Joseph would like to get some sleep. But where will they sleep? On the hay. Where will they place the baby? In a trough. We call it a manger. And oh, by the way, as I looked up at the stars, I heard the angels singing. They're announcing the birth of Christ. There is a song that relates to this manger. And some of the words say, the cattle are lowing and the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. There's another verse in there that we might use as an everyday prayer, especially in this world that we live in with the turmoil of today. I think it's the third verse. It says, be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in this world and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Please turn to page 217. Stand and sing with us verses 1, 2, and 3 of Away in a Manger.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
It's our greeting time now when we use this time to get up and each other in Christian love. Those of you who are sick, stay away. The rest of you can get and greet each other and hug each other. One more thing I wanted to ask you. So we looks like we have the name decided because the most number came to be the Piedmont Fellowship Church. So the sign-up sheet is still there. So next week we'll order the signage with the Piedmont Fellowship Church. If you have any questions, just ask me after service. So the sign-up sheet is still out there. I'll go over the concerns and blessings after the greeting time. So let us greet each other in Christian love at this time. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and who seeks will find it. And those who knock, the door will be opened." Loving God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us to come before you to praise you and thank you for all the manifold blessings that we receive in our lives. Our life is a gift from you and we thank you for that. We thank you for the health and strength that you have given us to get up this morning to see a new day, another day to live in this world as a gift, to be a blessing to this world. We thank you for the houses that we live in, the cars we drive, the jobs that we have, everything that we enjoy in this world is from you and you alone. We thank you for that. Give us a grateful heart, O Lord. Even in the midst of grief and troubles, we have the reason to be joyful because you have given us the hope through your Son, Jesus Christ. We come before you as your children with our needs and our burdens also. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirit. We pray for those who are sick at this time. We also pray for those who are grieving. The ones that we have called out, the families who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, we pray for your peace and your comforting presence to be with them, Lord. We pray for those who are dealing with various health issues and problems in their lives. We pray for your healing hand to touch them and heal them, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all others who serve us on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president and leaders of the Congress and many others who make decisions. We pray for world leaders, especially for peace in this world, that they will make decisions that will bring peace in this world. We pray for Palestine and Israel and many other parts of the world that are torn by wars and problems. We pray for your Holy Spirit to intervene and bring peace to those areas. We pray for the church at large and our church also. Pray for your guidance of the Holy Spirit in the future to do your witness and in this community and around the world. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, Lord, to celebrate Christmas one more year in our life. As we come towards the close of another year, as we look back and reflect in our lives, we have only reason to thank you. We thank you again for that. We continue to seek your guidance in the new year. Whatever awaits for us in the new year, we know that you will be there regardless of what happens. Help us to hold on to that hope and the trust in you. And we'll never lose patience, but to run our race with patience so that we can run with the reward that is waiting for us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, to honor your name and bless your name in our singing, in the sermons, in the prayers we make. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Says whoever generously give will also reap generously. Everyone should give according to what God has given in his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us for the work of your kingdom. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything, even when we don't deserve them. Help us to understand, Lord, that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today, and we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. Now this next segment of the story is not in the bulletin. Remember, authors have the right to make additions sometimes. So this is an addition. You know, Mary had many months to think about what would this child be like. Would he be a normal, average, young child? When would he become the Savior? How would the neighbors respond? How would the neighbor kids play with him? What was her responsibility in this? She had many questions. Well, we now have some questions for Mary. Mary, did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great
has been born. We've asked the questions. We now come to a close of this night. Mary and Joseph have been through a lot today. They hope to get some sleep. Maybe they will. We're still in that night. It hasn't gone yet. It's been a very quiet, peaceful night. It's been a very holy night, which we've already talked about. But now we're down to the closing of this night. It's a very special, holy, silent night. This was originally supposed to be done in Spanish and English, but without Raina and Chris, it'll all be in English.
Oh, is mom, oh.
seated as the choir joins in the congregation.
We will read our scriptures now. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 23. The original plan was to read, to have two sermons, one in English translated in Spanish, and the other one was in Spanish translated into English. But the translator is sick and he's not here. So we cannot have the translation today and also no Spanish mass sermon today. But we'll read the scriptures both in English and Spanish. So you can follow that on the screens. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 23. Stand if you are able.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded to him and took Mary home as his wife. Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please remain standing. That will be, we read that in Spanish.
El nacimiento de Jesucristo fue así. Su madre María estaba comprometida para casarse con José, pero antes de unirse a él, resultó que estaba embarazada por el poder del Espíritu Santo. Como José, su esposo, era un hombre justo y no quería exponer la vergüenza pública, decidió romper en secreto el compromiso. Pero cuando él estaba considerando hacerlo, se le apareció en sueños un ángel del Señor y le dijo: "José, hijo de David, no temas recibir a María como esposa, porque ella ha concebido por el poder del Espíritu Santo. Dará a luz un hijo y le pondrás por nombre Jesús, porque él salvará a su pueblo de sus pecados." Todo esto sucedió para que se cumpliera lo que el Señor había dicho por medio del profeta: "La Virgen concebirá y dará a luz un hijo y lo llamarán Emmanuel, que significa Dios con nosotros."
Thank you, Liliana. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word became flesh and came into this world, the birth of whom we celebrate this day. We thank you for coming into this world to be the power of God in us, through us, so that we can be the messengers of God and his peace and love in this world. We thank you for the time that you have given us to meditate on your word. Open our hearts and minds, Lord. Illumine our souls, so that we can receive your word. Give us the humility and the obedience to accept your word in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, like I said, there's no Spanish sermon today because of the pastor is sick, and also no translation today. So I will we'll just conclude with the English sermon. The Christmas story is all about love. We have the Advent season now, and we're coming to the last day of the Advent season. So we celebrate four Sundays as Advent. And the four Sundays that we celebrate as hope, peace, joy. And the last Sunday we celebrate the advent of love, the love of God and love of humanity to each other. That's why we light the four candles. And the Christ candle in the middle will be lit during the evening service of the Christmas Eve service. If you can join that, we'll have a candlelight service today evening at 5 o'clock. God's love is evident in everything that we see in our lives. Our life is an evidence of God's love. Because he gave this life as a gift in this world. Without his love, we would not have been here. So why we are here and how we are here is all because of the love of God and the mercies of God. And that never fails. And that is why we are here today. A lot of us who have celebrated Christmas last year are not with us. And many of us that celebrated Christmas in the church could not come to church because of various reasons. But here we are. Not because of what we did. It is not because of our merits. It is only because of God's love that we are here today. So let us be thankful for his love. God's love abounds everything. And it exceeds any barriers or any limits that man can set. It exceeds everything. So when we look at God's love, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. The scripture teaches us love not just as being a noun. It is also a verb. Love, we always say, as it is love. But it's also a verb, I love you. And God said, the scripture says that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. So, love of God comes with an action that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. He gave himself for us. That is what the purpose of love is all about, God's love. And as people of God's people here, people of God who live in this world, to spread his love, that same message comes to us during this Christmas. Love is a word. Love is a noun, also it's a verb. It has to come as an action in our lives. To love others means to go beyond the barriers and the comfort zones that we set. And to do an action, to love others like ourselves. That's what Jesus said. So God so loved the world that he gave, that we need to love each other and we give ourselves for others. That's what the meaning of Christmas and the love of God is about. God loves his even the sinners that who were against them. The Bible says that even when we were sinners, God demonstrated his love by sending his son for us while we were sinners, and he still died for us. God sent his son, and he still died for us, even when we were rebellious and we were against God's will. That's what God's love is about. And God's love also comes to us not to be limited in ourselves, but to flow through ourselves to this world, to others. The Bible makes it clear that an unbreakable connection between God's love and our love for each other. We read that in 1 John chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. We said, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. That is what the key is. If you experience the love of God in your life, you cannot keep it to yourselves. You will love others just like God loved me. I will love my neighbor as myself. Jesus said, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So what is the one sign of a Christian? If you ask anybody, the one love of a Christian, one sign of a Christian is to love others A love that comes and overflows from the bottom of his heart will be the evidence of being a Christian. When I was reading about the history of the church about in the 3rd century AD, Alexandria in Egypt, there was a big plague that conquered all over that area in the Egyptian area, in the European area. And during that time, one of the historians, according to Dionysius the Great, it was the Christians who loved and cared for the sick. And he writes like this: most of our brothers Christians showed unbounded love and loyalty, never sparing their themselves and thinking only about one and other people. Heedless of danger, they took charges of the sick, attending to their every need and ministering to them in Christ and with them and departed this life serenely happy. They became sick because of that, and many of them died, the Christians at that time. But he was looking at the people who didn't believe God, and they were fleeing away from their dear ones. Even the ones who were on the brink of death, the family members left them there alone. It was the Christians who went and tended to them, sacrificing their own life during that plague. This is written in history that stands out very clearly in all history books that we read and we study. So he says that at the onset of the disease, a lot of people pushed the sufferers away from them and started fleeing. Even the only doctor in that city fled, and he was one of the first to flee. But the Christian stayed. That is what Christianity is all about. Believing in Christ does not mean that we are limited to ourselves. It means that we go beyond ourselves. Love others in their needs, and tend to them, sacrificing our own life, our own comfort, our own time. And it doesn't even stop there. Christian love asks us to love our enemies. That's one of the hardest things to do. It is easy to love our friends. It is easy to love our family. But when it comes enemies, the people who persecute us, who think badly against us, we still have to love them. That is what Jesus did on the cross. He said, God, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That is the kind of love that we need to express in this world, even to our enemies, the people who don't agree with us, who may not look like us, who we may not feel comfortable dealing with, the ones who are marginalized, the ones who are cast away from the society, the ones who are in prison, the ones who are criminals. God is asking us to love them. It is not because of what we are, it is because God's love flowing us through. It is very difficult to love enemies. Even in the midst of war, can we take a different look at the perspective of love that we have? Can we and love our own enemies and pray for them? That is what Jesus is teaching us, to love our enemies and and pray for them and do good to them that hate you and persecute you. So as we celebrate the Christmas today, let that love overflow from us. If anyone says that I love God, it says in the scripture, if anyone says that I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. 1 John chapter 4. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, and cannot love God, whom he has not seen, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. He is teaching us, you know, if you cannot love the brother who is seen before you, how can you love a God who is unseen? That's what he's saying. If you think that you love God, you ought to love each other. Let the love overflow from us to this world as we celebrate this Christmas. So the Christmas is not only a reminder of how much God loves us, but also how much we should love each other. God showed his love for us at Christmas by sending his son into the world as a sacrifice for our sins. Christmas is the reminder that we ought to give ourselves for others. May the good Lord bless us with these words so that we can love others just as God loved us, and the love will overflow even to our enemies. Amen.
As we come to the conclusion of this short story, you know, we've asked questions, we've made observations. We said, why not? But now it's time for us to do our part. What is our part? It's simply to worship Christ the King. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Please turn to page
234.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to sing Stand and Sing verses 1 and 3. And then at the conclusion, please remain standing. The group assembled in front of you will then present the final conclusion to this short story. Please stand and sing with us 1 and 3 of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Receive the benediction. People of God, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, let us be reminded that love is not just a theme of the season, but is the very essence of our faith. It should be the way of life. May the love of God demonstrated through the gift of His Son inspire us and empower us to love one another. May the joy of Christmas and the love of Christ dwell richly in our hearts now and always. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.